Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you're listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. Hey, Sabrina.
Hello, Christine.
How are you doing today?
You know, for Monday, I'm doing pretty darn well.
Yeah, when I arrived at my office today, I was like 5 minutes late for a session. I walked in and I'm feeling kind of giggly and I blurted out, it's Monday. And it's like, oh, you know, that's funny because the Monday energy today is very positive at my end of things. So it's a happy Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. And for those of you who are commuting home, happy Monday evening. It's the end of the day is always nice on Mondays.
Yes, and well, my Monday's been a lot of fun today. I've been putting together all kinds of little fun marketing materials, announcing something big tomorrow happening. So,
I know.
It's been a busy day.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, and it's very exciting. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. We've got a couple of amazing leaders here on the planet who are focusing on the very area that's near and dear to our heart, you know, authenticity, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, I wanted to chat a little bit about my weekend experience. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to see Esther Hicks and, you know, with the Abraham teachings in person, live in person. I found out, I guess it was the end of last week, Sabrina, you forwarded me an email about how they were heading down to Seattle, and then I looked it up on the internet, and they were going to be speaking 10 minutes away from my house. It's like, oh, I've got to go. So I got up way too early on a Sunday morning to go. And, you know, you and I have talked about the Abraham Hicks teachings for, you know, since
years.
Our show began, and been talking about them for years. And the Abraham teachings have been such an integral part of my expansion. And so, but it was the first time I had the opportunity to see Esther in person doing this. And it was amazing. It was a great experience.
I'm so glad you had that opportunity. I knew when I saw that email, I was like, I have to send that to Chris and ask her if she's going. And I knew it was for you, not for me. And,
right.
You know, I'm so glad you've had that opportunity. As you know, I've gone on, what, 3 cruises with them and a few
right.
workshops. And
so yeah.
Nothing quite compares to being in their presence, that's for sure.
Yes, and the teachings are magnificent. So if for those of you who are listening who have never experienced the Abraham teachings, look up Esther Hicks or go to Abraham-Hicks, HICKS.com and check it out because it's got some really important information. Well, moving forward to this week, Sabrina, there's something big going on tomorrow, isn't there?
Well, there is. There's something that, you know, when you first find the date, you're like, oh, that's way out there. And then I always find myself the day before going, oh, now I'm putting all this work together.
Right.
But this has been a day that I have been preparing for a little while and been ready for. Earlier this year, I found out about, I had heard about the series before. It's called Speaking Your Truth, and it's Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women. And I heard about these books. I knew some women that were actually published in the previous volumes. And the 3rd and final volume is being released tomorrow. And I'm a contributing author. So my story is going to be out there.
Yes, it's a great story, too, because, you know, I've had the opportunity to read it. And I'm looking forward to reading the other stories as well. But it's, you know, you share your story in a very personal and vulnerable way, and there's a lot of lessons from your story. So, and So we celebrate on the eve of that and encourage everybody to get their book tomorrow on Amazon.com, either in like book format, you know, the traditional paper, or on the Kindle, because it's available for Kindle too, right?
Yes, and I know you're going to be buying it on Kindle.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that way I can travel around with the book. You know, I travel with lots of books on one little device. I love it. I love the Kindle.
Well, I'll have to make sure you get the actual book as well, just so I can autograph it for you.
Oh, I look forward to that. I do.
I'd like to get some practice in on that. But all of this is possible, really, because of two women, Lisa Schultz and Andrea Constantine, who we have on the show today. Both of them are really amazing women who are authors. They help others. They coach others into publishing their books, as well as speaking their truth and really being authentic and showing up in life. And I know that community is really important to both of them. And so without further ado, I'd like to bring Lisa and Andrea onto our show. Hello, ladies.
Thank you for having us. It's a delight to be here.
Well, we are so thrilled to have you on here. And I'm looking forward to actually, I can't believe that we haven't met in person. We're not too far from one another, but I do live on a mountaintop, and I find, now, Lisa, you're going to find going to those events in Denver, now that you just moved to Breckenridge, probably not so easy to do anymore.
It's a good excuse to come to Denver, which I always enjoy, so I'm happy to do it on occasion.
That's great. Well, Lisa, why don't you start off by telling us how you first had this concept, this idea of this book series, Speaking Your Truth?
I'd be happy to. You know, it was 2009, which marked a 10-year point of post-divorce for me. I had gotten divorced in 1999, and in 2009, I began to reflect about that 10 years that I had evolved and grown and healed and progressed beyond that event. And I realized that I had accomplished a lot, and I wanted to share that story of how I had gotten over a really difficult and tough time in my life. And I thought, you know, I think I'd like to share that story because many people didn't know much about it, if at all. And so I thought, you know, instead of just sharing my own story, I'd also like to gather other stories of remarkable women who have also, you know, been able to overcome an event that was really challenging in their life, or, you know, transformational or pivotal time. And I knew there was a lot of other stories out there. So I began to put the word out and in Facebook and social media, and also a lot of networking events. I let everyone know that I wanted to put together a book by women for women of inspirational stories, so that we could all help one another feel connected and like we're not alone in our struggles and so forth. So as I put the word out, the first person who actually submitted a chapter to the first volume was Andrea Constantine, who later became my business partner, and that just sort of took off from there. We ended up joining forces to bring the first volume to reality, and then subsequently, we're about to bring forth the third and final volume.
So, Andrea, what brought you to this work? What inspired you to originally write that chapter and then join forces with Lisa?
Well, when I first heard about this book project that was happening, I got an email forward from a friend of mine at the time, because I wasn't even on Lisa's distribution list. I didn't even know who she really was. And I got a forward saying, you know, this Lisa Schultz is putting together some book. And people had known that I've always said I wanted to be an author. I wanted to write a book at some point. And when I heard, I don't know what compelled me, but she had put out a date that she wanted stories by. And I made sure I sat down and put my butt in the chair and got that story done. And originally, I wrote the first volume, I wrote the story about my father's suicide. And so it was a very personal mm-hmm. story about my own healing and my own journey, about what impact that had on my life. And I just felt called, and I answered that calling.
Wonderful. Wonderful. It's, you know, I know that they say that people learn the most by hearing stories. And stories are incredibly powerful. So why group different stories together? What's the power in that?
Well, as they came to us, there sort of naturally became some themes, love and abuse, relationships, self-discovery, and just different themes started to pop up that we started to kind of group the chapters in. And each volume has some of the repeating themes and then some new themes that would pop up. And so we just decided to group the chapters together in a category that was kind of defined that particular section.
Mm-hmm. And I'd also add to that that when we first started getting submissions in, we didn't really know what shape the book would, you know, take from there. And we didn't have a title for the book, and we basically were just saying, look, we're listening for, we're looking for inspirational stories, and if you have an inspirational story, let us know. And what we found was that what we brought together and what was attracted to the project was this great range of diversity of all different types of stories, and that's where some of the sections have emerged. But what's great about that is there's a story in every volume that speaks to different people at different times in their life. And what I love about this grouping of stories is that you can go to volume 1, 2, or 3, and there may be stories in each one that really speak to your spirit, that really speak to where you are right now. And in 5 or 10 years, you could pick the book up again, and totally different stories would speak to you at that time. And so
it provides that's wonderful.
That range and diversity.
We're going to go to break now, but we want to hear lots more about this book, Speaking Your Truth. And we've got Lisa Schultz and Andrea Constantine here. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Do you feel that somehow there should be more to life? Would you like to navigate through life so that you can more easily find your way to greater joy, ease, and abundance? Join Transformation Talk Radio hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz on Saturday, September 15th in Seattle for Authenticity Rising, 5 fun steps to true empowerment. For more information about this one-day workshop, visit AuthenticityRising.com. That's AuthenticityRising.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of 2 will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And today we have Lisa Schultz and Andrea Constantine, authors and creators of Speaking Your Truth, Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women. And tomorrow, Volume 3 will launch on Amazon, and I'm so thrilled to be one of the contributing authors. You know, I wanted to have, when I first found out about it, I knew this was my opportunity. It was the answer to those inner nudgings I had to write and to share my story. And it was also the stepping stone I needed to catapult me into going further and being inspired to write my own book now from this experience. But when I was going through this process, Christine, you were so wonderful. You helped me with the editing, and you were right there holding my hand all along the way.
Yeah, and you know, it was interesting to watch your process, because I think sometimes we don't appreciate the power of our own stories. And so, you know, I saw you just sort of like, you know, get your story out, and then you started to question yourself, and it was fun to be involved, not only from sort of an editorial perspective, because, you know, I've, you know, written many articles, and so it's a skill I can offer as a gift, but it to see your emotional process was interesting as well.
Yes, and it was definitely an emotional process, and I learned a lot. I was able to step back and observe the information of those different experiences I was sharing to see the broader perspective then, and then to be able to process and heal and transform from that. So after my story was complete, it went through editorial after I submitted it. And when the editor, Donna, contacted me to get a few clarifications, and then she provided me the final edit to approve, I couldn't believe that was me. It feels like I changed so much that it was even hard for me to relate to that person any longer. And I even questioned myself, should I submit it? And Andrea, have you experienced that before? Has somebody else questioned whether or not the story was still relevant?
Oh, we get that all the time, Sabrina. and you know what's funny is I once read, and I think it was maybe Anne Lamott who said it, that you write from where you are right in that moment that you're writing whatever piece you're working on, and that people may always be attached to where you were when you wrote it, but that we as writers and as sharers of stories, we must realize that basically we will always evolve, and had you been given a chance to rewrite it today, next year, or 5 years from now, you would rewrite it different every time, because we grow so fast and so quickly that we all feel like that the relevance kind of goes away, but it really doesn't. So it's going to be perfect for the perfect people. It'll be just right for who needs to hear it.
Yeah, yes. I agree. That was the message. My intuition, the feedback I got was, this is perfect for the people that need to read it right now. They'll also experience healing and transformation. So it's perfect. You know, let it go and trust. Because I tend to criticize myself far too much.
And, you know, one of the things that I think occurs for many of us who've shared stories in the past, you know, through writing or just through telling to another person, is that the story seems to change. Lisa, have you had that experience? Do you feel like the original story that you had to tell that sort of was the inspiration for the book, do you feel like you have a different perception on that now?
Oh, absolutely. You know, just writing it and then putting it out there was so healing for me that it enabled me to move beyond it even further And so I've really liked having that opportunity, that outlet, to sort of bring it out and then move on. And I think a lot of the contributors have felt the same way.
Yeah. I can see that. And I've known, as I said, I've known a lot of the other contributing authors from the previous two volumes. And as Andrea highlighted, we are all growing and expanding. How have you found the three different volumes are different? How do they differ? Lisa?
You know, they have common themes, but each one has a little bit of its a unique feel or personality based on some key pieces. And but as Andrea mentioned earlier, you can really pick up any of the three and look at the different sections and find something that might resonate with you, you know, at this particular time. But they each do have sort of a different feeling, and it's hard to articulate into words what that is, but putting them together, they sort of have, each of them have a unique sense to them.
Is there a particularly inspiring story that you'd like to share with our listeners right now?
Well, I think everyone finds a favorite or one that speaks to them. It's so individual. For me, in the third volume, I was really moved by Teresa Martindale's story, Holding Hands in Cement. It was it deeply impacted me. It's the second chapter in the third volume, and that one really jumped out at me. But again, each reader is going to have one that hits them in a particular way just based on what they're going through or what they have been through in their life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Andrea, how have your stories changed from the different volumes when you've written them, and how have you changed as a person because of this experience?
In so many ways. I would say my stories individually, the first one was probably the one that's changed and evolved the most since that was a couple of years ago now. And, you know, given another opportunity to rewrite that story, of course, I would add some different things. But I think that gave me such an opportunity for healing. I had never publicly shared a lot of those details about my father's suicide in any format whatsoever. And now, when I'm out speaking, I share that a lot, and I think it just gave me the courage, really, to be able to express that loss that I experienced and what I've now been able to channel that into in a positive way in my service to the world. And I think that's what you're reading in Volume 3, is really how I've been able to make sense of all that and discover what it is that I'm here to do and what it is that I'm here to, or how it is that I'm here to make a contribution. So I think that would be kind of the bigger picture.
And how wonderful that you had the courage to share that story, because in our society, in the United States at least, it seems like suicide is one of those taboo subjects. And yet, I'm sure it's defined so much of who you are today because of the growth that you've experienced from that.
Yes, and my father committed suicide in 1983. So back in 83, that was really taboo. That was a lot of shame. A lot of religions look down upon it and, you know, say all these things that aren't going to happen for this person now. So there was a lot of those kind of things to overcome that comes with the shame and the guilt. And now I think it's definitely something that, you know, overall and in general, depression is much more accepted, and we know what to do with it. Back then, we didn't know what to do with people that were depressed, but today we have so many more tools and resources.
Right.
Yes, we do. And Andrea, that's really near and dear to me at this current time, as my future son-in-law, Zachary Chips, and his colleague or friend, Thomas Brown, they're actually bicycling cross-country right now, raising money and awareness for those left behind by suicide, as they have both lost an older sibling to suicide. It does deeply impact. But when you heal and you can transform, and when you survive something like that, you have no other option but to let go. And I think that's what we need to talk about when we come back from our break. How does that still sound to you there, Chris?
That sounds fabulous. And before we go to break, Lisa, can you share your website information, please?
Yes. Anyone who would like to know about the third volume or the previous two and all the contributors can find out at speakingyourtruthbook.com.
Speakingyourtruthbook.com.
Yes.
Great. And your personal website is what?
My personal website is my name, lisajschultz.com, and it's lisajschultz.com.
And Andrea, your personal website?
Mine is andreacostantine.com, costantine.
Okay, terrific. Well, this is a fascinating conversation. When we come back, we're going to be talking more to Lisa Schultz and Andrea Constantine, and we're going to be talking about letting go and more about speaking your truth. This is Christine Upchurch. This is Authenticity Rising, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Do you feel that somehow there should be more to life? Would you like to navigate through life so that you can more easily find your way to greater joy, ease, and abundance? Join Transformation Talk Radio hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz on Saturday, September 15th in Seattle for Authenticity Rising, 5 fun steps to true empowerment. For more information about this one-day workshop, visit AuthenticityRising.com. That's AuthenticityRising.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising, and we have Lisa Schultz and Andrea Constantine, authors and creators of Speaking Your Truth, Inspiring Stories from Courageous I always want to mix that up, Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women. I guess it's kind of interchangeable, actually, because I think there's a process that we all go through when we speak our truth and we courageously share our story. I know for me, it was a process of letting go. And boy, seems like in our human form, we're always asked to let go, aren't we, Christine?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's probably one of the most difficult lessons we have to learn as humans. And, you know, sometimes we will take steps to and choose to let go of things, but oftentimes the letting go is something that's forced upon us, for instance, through somebody's passing. And yes. It's not always an easy thing.
No, that I have to share with everyone here. Last Wednesday morning, and he made his appearance on our show, a radio show, a few weeks ago, when yes. I tried to sneak him in my room and see if I could get him in here guilt-free without causing too much of a storm. But, you know, his snoring.
Butch, it was your dog, your
yes,
French bulldog.
Butch was my French bulldog, and he left me on Wednesday morning I found him, and and he left during the night, and it was his decision, and he did that because I couldn't bring him back that time. We've already had a few near-death experiences here recently, and even though I had no idea those were his last days, as he was pretty healthy and doing well, I can see the beauty and perfection of his choice in making this decision at this time for many reasons, and it's extremely hard. Because I miss the little physical snoring and the pitter-patter of his little feet.
Oh, yeah. And Butch was one of these animals with very big presence. I mean, you could feel his connection, not only like to the earth, but to the spiritual realm. You know, it's hard to put in words to it, but he had a very strong presence, and I will miss him too.
I know, and yes, and he continues to work with me today and be with me, but his presence affected everybody. And, you know, I have to let go of that. And it's not an easy thing, but it's an important thing. And, you know, Lisa, your story, this volume, you really focused on letting go. And what made you decide that that was the important subject you wanted to speak about in your life at this time?
Well, it's kind of maybe one of the themes of my year this year. There's many layers of letting go, but this is a big year for me, and that I let go of the house that I raised my daughters in since 1996 and sold that this summer and let my two daughters go off to college. And so now I have an empty nest. So letting them go and experience college out of state and so many layers of letting go that are happening to me this year that I just wanted to kind of put it all down and share how that felt and what I see for the future and the adventure and the opening that opens up so much to me now when I do let go, that there's so many adventures ahead that I'm very excited.
So there are gifts then in the letting go.
Absolutely, because if you just hold on tightly to something that perhaps isn't serving you or holding on to something that just isn't where you are anymore in where you want to go, letting that go and being just letting what happens unfold and being open to whatever that looks like without a particular agenda. And it takes courage. It's been, I've had to muster up a lot of strength and courage to make these big changes and to let go, but I'm really excited about all the new things that I get to now experience.
Wonderful. Andrea? How about you? Do you find that there are gifts in the letting go?
Absolutely. And I think that's some of the beauty of speaking your truth is that so many of the stories and part of our acceptance process was really, really looking at the stories and seeing if the people who wrote them, the contributors, were being objective about their story and could actually talk about it from a place of letting go, because we talk about it from a different viewpoint if we're still in the story or still stuck in it. And that was one of the things that we really liked from people, is to see that they had actually moved, you know, somewhat through the story. Sometimes people were still a little bit in it, but to have some kind of healing that's already taken place. And I think that's all part of it. And you know, another aspect of the letting go is how many loss and grief stories we've received that have completely touched both Lisa and myself and other readers as well. So,
yes, when we lose someone or abruptly like that, and when we even let go of our perception of self in order to become really more fully who we're supposed to be. It's all relevant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Lisa, can you tell us again a little bit about the book launch tomorrow?
Oh, yes. We're really excited. We are targeting tomorrow, Tuesday, the 28th of August, to really have our contributors and all their friends and all the supporters and community that has been supporting Speaking Your Truth visit Amazon that day to purchase their copy of the Volume 3 edition. And so we just want to have the book launch out there to, you know, have a positive ripple effect on many, many, many people. And so we're just asking everyone to share, to purchase a copy on in paperback or Kindle on Amazon tomorrow. And they can do that either by going directly to Amazon and purchasing Volume 3 or visiting SpeakingYourTruthBook.com. All the information will be there as well.
Wonderful.
Well, it sounds like all the volumes would be a wonderful gift for themselves and others.
Absolutely. And to buy all three together and just have them there on your nightstand or to give them as gifts, all of the authors would be very appreciative of that.
Wonderful. And I know that you've been putting these books together and getting them published but you two do other things as well to inspire women to connect and speak to their truth. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Andrea?
So both of us do different things, and I think the thing that I primarily focus on now is creating community. And it's all about bringing people together, both men and women, though, in a place that they know that they have a purpose here, that they know that they belong, that they know that they matter, and that they know that they can make a difference. Going back to my father's story, I realized those are the key ingredients that were missing in his life, and that it's inspired my latest book called Connected, 101 Ways to Be of Service and Create Community. And I just feel like all the little things that we do really matter, and they really add up, and I want people to really embrace that part of them, of how much they do belong and they do matter, and that each action that we take has a ripple effect in the world.
Right. That's wonderful. And, you know, I remember hearing Bernie Siegel say years ago, he's the author of Love, Medicine, and Miracles and several other books, and he was saying that taking inspired action to help others actually helps a person to heal. And we're not just talking about psychological healing, we're also talking about physical healing. So it's actually good for a person to do that for their health, isn't it, Andrea?
Absolutely. You benefit so much more than how you give. And it's not even that you're doing it for your own benefit, but what comes back is just tenfold. It's amazing.
That's great. And Lisa, how about you? What are you working on beyond this Speaking Your Truth book these days?
Well, Andrea and I both have our own books and so forth, but one of the other things that we do together as business partners is we support others who have a book inside them, bring that book to life. And we have a website called selfpublishingexperts.com. And we love to support, coach, and encourage those who have a book inside to make that a reality and to bring it out. So for anyone who would, you know, like more support in writing, publishing, and marketing their book, we both do consulting and coaching and so forth around that.
And that's great, because I think there are a lot of people out there who have been talking about writing a book or wanting to write a book or feel like they've got a story that they want to share. And I know it's sort of a daunting process to actually turn that into a reality. So that sounds great. So again, Sabrina, do you want to share the websites for Speaking Your Truth?
Well, yes, actually tomorrow on the launch day for Volume 3, in which I'm a contributing author, I am offering anyone who purchases the book on the launch day, August 28th, to participate in a group distance healing session with me on Friday evening, August 31st. And all the details are on my website and how to sign up after you purchase your book. It's super easy, but make sure you do it on our launch date, August 28th. That's the special day. And Amazon.com, or you can go to my website at simply-sabrina.com.
Terrific. And well, I'm really looking forward to
Lisa and Andrea. I'm sorry, Christine. I'm speaking over you. I wanted to thank Lisa and Andrea for this opportunity to be a part of this book with you and being on our show today.
Oh, yes. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for being here, both of you.
And I'll see you both on the launch party September 12th in Denver.
Yes, we're looking forward to that. That's the next big event.
Yay!
Terrific. Well, I'm excited to read all the stories. And we're going to be going to take a quick break now. But when we come back, we're going to do our regular weekly segment, Authenticity Rising into Action, where you get to play along. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. I so enjoyed having Lisa Schultz and Andrea Constantine, creators of Speaking Your Truth book, with us today, because for me, having the opportunity to share my story and go through the healing process and finding the courage to submit it and allowing it to be published without fear of judgment was a big, big step for me to take. That time, and you know, I am honored that I had that ability, because I had to let go and trust and allow and all those things that I like to practice, and actually what I like to tell other people they need to do.
See, had to walk your talk.
I had to walk my talk. Yes, indeed, I did. And thank goodness. And, you know, I think for our Authenticity Rising into Action, our Dare of the Week, I think we should ask our listeners to find the opportunity to speak your truth.
Yes.
How does that sound, Christine?
That sounds great. And I think that there is something very helpful about writing it down because it allows us to, you know, sort of set it aside, like allow it to flow and then set it aside and then read it. Because really, you know, one of the things we talked about today on the show was how our perception of our story changes over time because we become different people and therefore we're perceiving what happened to us differently.
Yes, that's true. It's like as soon as you go through some situation, some experience, you're a forever changed person. You can never not know what you know, you know?
Exactly. Once you know what you know, you can't unknow it.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Now, that's
yes.
Some deep philosophy.
Hard thing to say five times in a row, but yeah, it's definitely true. Yeah, and you know, it's funny, something I was doing something just very mundane the other day, and it brought up something for me about how our perception of our truth or the truth can shift and sometimes isn't exactly right. We might be entrenched in something and think, oh, well, this is what's happening, you know, in my life, or this is, you know, where people are coming from or whatever. And we think that we're right. And then yet, as it turns out, we're not. And I was driving into a car wash the other day and my car was filthy as all can get out. And so I was at this car wash, and it's not one of these car washes that you get your tires on the track and then it automatically pulls you through. It's one of these car washes where you pull up and you pull over something, and then the machines, the apparatus moves around your car. Mm-hmm. So there I have, like, pulled forward to this place, and the car wash starts, and I've got my car in park, and all of a sudden this machine starts to move past me, and I'm thinking, oh my God, my car is moving, and I put my foot on the brake. Only, and at that moment, it's like, oh, wait a minute, no, that's moving around me. I'm not moving through it. But you know, it's one of those moments where you know you panic a little bit. And I thought, how perfect is this? Because oftentimes we will think, you know, this is reality, when in fact something else very different is going on. And so I think once we write our stories down, if we can detach from it a little while and then go back to it, we may have a different perception of what the truth in that story is.
And yes, when your perception of that truth in the story shifts, it's like you're reading the information from a different vantage point. And all of a sudden, it's no longer so emotionally charged because you've already worked through some of those. You've healed some of those emotional crises or traumas or whatever. And it's a whole different experience. And it is, you could easily go back and rewrite your story multiple times because we are continually evolving. And I do believe maybe some of the different patterns and the different volumes over the years, the last few years that they've been publishing this certain series of books, could also have to do with how humanity is shifting at such a rapid rate.
Yes, and we are having a different perception of reality in general. I mean, I was talking to a man today who he's a therapist, and he's actually from the East Coast, and he was in town for sessions. And, you know, he said that he's starting to see something very different in his practice. He says people are coming in, and these are, you know, he's generally been attracting very mainstream people. And some of these people who have been mainstream before are starting to see angels or starting to become very perceptive about energy and about the law of attraction. And so these are, you know, normal people who are shifting. So I really do think that on a whole, we as humanity are changing our perception of reality and changing our story.
I agree. And I think that's why it's okay. I'm telling all of our listeners, it's all right to share your story. It's okay. It's time. You know, get it out there and process it. You don't have to submit it for publication, but just do whatever method feels best for you to really share it and allow the gifts of the transformation that awaits you to be experienced.
Yeah. And if somebody doesn't want to share their big story, oh, I know there are a lot of you out there who are dying to do exactly that and have been afraid to admit it, but think about just one little area of your life where you haven't felt completely comfortable speaking your truth and write something about that down or record it on your iPhone or, you know, do something, you know, Siri on the iPhone, she actually translates our spoken word into written word. So, you know, and there are programs out there that can do that as well. So it's helpful, I think, to get our story out one way or another, even if it's just a little tiny portion of our story.
Yes, because anything that's holding you back, even if it feels like it's something really minor, it's holding you back. And it's just time to let go and be free from that so that you can move forward and step more fully into your authentic self.
Right. And, you know, as our listeners may already realize, we have a process that we offer in our workshop called Authenticity Rising, 5 Fun Steps to True Empowerment. And we're going to be having another class, another workshop here at my hometown here in the Seattle area. It's Woodinville, Washington. So if there's anybody out there who's inspired to step into your authentic self and to speak your truth, we encourage you to check out our website, authenticityrising.com, and check out the workshop.
Yes, I'm looking forward to coming to Seattle to play with you again with Tabitha, my youngest daughter, in tow. She so enjoys your boys, too.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great fun. And you and I are working on our book proposal because we've, you know, this process that we teach in our workshops, we're turning it into a book. And that's been a fun and illuminating process. So I'm really looking forward to that piece of it as well.
Me too. It's so many exciting adventures await. And I just want to remind all of our listeners today, I want to thank you for tuning in. And remember, if you go out tomorrow on Amazon.com and purchase the Speaking Your Truth Volume 3, in which I'm a contributing author, I will allow you, I will be happily allowing you to come play with me on Friday evening, August 31st, for a group distance healing session. Doesn't matter where you live, where you're at, what time zone you're in. And even if you're available at that time, you'll still receive the healing appropriate for you. So you can find out more at simply-sabrina.com.
Yeah, and you can get to her website from authenticityrising.com. You can get to both of our personal websites that way. And by the way, I know, Sabrina, you've shared with me about how there are, you know, there have been people who've been in these group healing sessions who've had very significant healing. So it is something valuable that she's offering. And I think that her story is wonderful. And I'm really excited to read the other stories too. So it's going
You're
to be a fabulous
them.
Book. I'm looking forward to it. So thanks again to Lisa Schultz and Andrea Constantine today for being our guests. And thank you, Sabrina Fritz, author of Speaking Your Truth, being here as well. And I invite each and every one of you to join us here next week, same time, same place, on Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great week. We'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you feel that somehow there should be more to life? Would you like to navigate through life so that you can more easily find your way to greater joy, ease, and abundance? Join Transformation Talk Radio hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz on Saturday, September 15th in Seattle for Authenticity Rising, 5 fun steps to true empowerment. For more information about this one-day workshop, visit AuthenticityRising.com. That's AuthenticityRising.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City SolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.